Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Drug companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars to develop a new antibiotic. We seriously need them as bacteria become increasingly drug resistant.
So imagine finding a new antibiotic in a centuries-old medieval text. The 9th century British tome held an eye salve that not only works, but works against one of today's superbacteria, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus or MRSA.
When translated, the recipe calls for equal parts garlic, onion or leek, minced in a mortar for 2 minutes, and mixed with wine from an historic English vineyard. To this, cow bile salts are dissolved and distilled water added.
The mixture is aged in a brass vessel for 9 days and filtered through a cloth and put into a horn. The salve is applied to the eye with a feather.
Microbiologists followed the recipe precisely and applied them to artificial wounds or on mice. In each of 4 batches made, they were shocked to find the salve killed all but 1 in 1,000 MRSA bacteria.
Though each of the ingredients in the recipe has some antibacterial activity, it's unclear why it's so effective. Researchers theorize that putting these ingredients together allows them to attack the bacteria on multiple fronts.
Another theory is that sitting in the brass vessel allows the potion to undergo chemical reactions that create a new molecule they've yet to identify.
This 1,000-year-old potion was created long before bacteria were even identified. So if you think of the medieval times as those dark ages, evidently it's not so dark.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.